Greetings and blessings. Thank you again for joining us in another segment in our exploration of The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. In this segment, we'll talk about eating and drinking. It's a relatively short segment, and as I read it again, there may be some things that seem to conflict with our traditional values, the yamas and niyamas, and practicing constraints and restraints in our yoga practice, particularly nonviolence. As we approach this segment and the wisdom of the prophet writ large, obviously time and space are different, so context is relevant. As you hear the words, it's obvious that the age and practices and customs were different. And so what might be gained in this particular segment is a reminder to treat our acts with reverence. So let's begin just in a comfortable seat. You're welcome to close your eyes, or if you're reading along, feel free to do so. Wherever you are, just choose in this moment to be present, to listen with an open heart and an open mind. And then an old man, a keeper of an inn, said, "Speak to us of eating and drinking." And he said, "Would that you could live on the fragrance of the earth, and like an air plant be sustained by the light. But since you must kill to eat and rob the newly born of its mother's milk to quench your thirst, then let it then be an act of worship. And let your board stand an altar on which the pure and the innocent of forest and plain are sacrificed for that which is purer and still more innocent in man. And when you kill a beast, say to him in your heart, 'By the same power that slays you, I too am slain, and I too shall be consumed. For the law that delivered you into my hand shall deliver me into a mightier hand. Your blood and my blood is not but the sap that feeds the tree of heaven. And when you crush an apple with your teeth, say to it in your heart, your seeds shall live in my body. And the buds of your tomorrow shall blossom in my heart. And your fragrance shall be my breath. And together we shall rejoice through all the seasons. And in the autumn, when you gather the grapes of your vineyards for the wine press, say in your heart, I too am a vineyard, and my fruit shall be gathered for the winepress. And like new wine, I shall be kept in eternal vessels. And in winter, when you draw the wine, let there be in your heart a song for each cup. And let there be in the song a remembrance for the autumn days, and for the vineyard, and for the wine press. And so it is a practice of recognizing the sacredness, even in the most mundane, the everyday. Thich Nhat Hanh, a beloved Buddhist monk, offers meditations in this practice. One is his mindfulness in the cup of tea. And you can Google, he was interviewed by Oprah in explaining this practice. He also has a book of several similar practices, Peace in Every Step, in which he makes it very simple, and the simple very sacred. So as we close this segment, look for the simple in your life and honor even the most mundane acts with gratitude, with reverence, understanding the sacrifices made along the way, from forest to table, from farm to table, from overseas to your home, the countless hands that have touched and have sacrificed to provide, even the most mundane. The same sun has shone on those who collected, those who harvested, and the sacrifice is worth just a moment for gratitude, for observance. May the light and love endure and be reflected in the light and love in you, in the world around us all. Namaste.